more thoughts on Photo AI 3 from Topaz. This is the Wild Eye Podcast. Hey, everybody. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Now, if you've listened to the last few episodes, you'll know that in episode 488, which is a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about Topaz versus Nik filters. And the idea with this is that I was thinking paying for both of me got a bit much. So with Nik Filter 7 releasing, I thought that, hey, maybe the Define and Sharpen Output modules or plugins in there would be sufficient. And it is. It is phenomenal and great and amazing. I also made an argument that paying for Nik filters is probably the best way to go for most people, because you also get silver effects, analog effects, color effects, Vivezo. You get a whole suite of plugins, right? You get a whole bunch versus Topaz Photo AI, which does one thing. So this is just before I left to Svalbard. So I went and I've been playing with Nik filters a lot. When I got back to Civilization and Signal, I saw that Photo AI version 3 has been released. And I thought, you know what, hey, let me have a look at this thing, because I'm curious, I've got some time to kill on a plane flying back, and I can play with it. So, in episode 488, I said that I would probably go the route of Nik filters, because it's sufficient for most. And I still stand by that. I still think that Nik filters is a phenomenal product. Define and what's it called, Sharpen Output, is great for sharpening and noise reduction. However, Photo AI's newest version is bloody incredible. It is amazing. So I haven't played with it all that much, but I've processed a few of my Svalbard images with it. And a couple of initial thoughts is I've got it installed into Photoshop and Lightroom. I'm running it out of Photoshop. You click on Launch Photo AI 3, and the user interface has been cleaned up a little bit. It's a bit neater, I find, easy to use. And you can click on Add Enhancements, and it gives you the following adjustments you can make. Denoise, Sharpen, Adjust Lighting, Balance Color, Face Recovery, Preserve Text, and Upscale, right? You've also got a Remove function, like, which I'm assuming is like Content Aware in Photoshop. But what is, I think, great for most of you, for me as well, is you go and you click at the bottom called Apply Autopilot. It then, using AI technology, looks at your image and says, cool, you need to denoise, you need to sharpen. You can then adjust the intensity of each of those, and you can also add things in. So if AI says, Photo AI says, you have to denoise, you can always add sharpness in as well. It is bloody amazing. I'm not going to lie to you. It is phenomenal. So I paid $99 in order to upgrade mine, because I have a version of it, a previous version. And I'm not sure, I think it was $149 if you don't, and in $99 is an upgrade. So I got it, and I powered through about 10 images yesterday just to get something out for Svalbard, and it is quick. I don't know if that was part of their sales gimmick. I didn't see any of that. I literally just downloaded and started playing, but it is powerful. It is very, very good. So I thought I'd just do this very short episode just to kind of say that I might have been wrong in saying that Photo AI is not as good and you only need Nik. If you can, get both. Because Nik filters offers a whole range of things. Color effects and silver effects and Vivezo. Those are my three go-tos that I use pretty much on all my images. Well, unless I don't do monochrome. But over the last Svalbard trip on the boat, I also used Define, which is noise reduction. It's very, very good. As well as Photo Output Sharpener inside of Nik. Good. Photo AI just makes it so easy. Literally, open it, single click, and it hits very close. It seems faster, and then to be able to panel beat the details very quickly. I do think if you're into image quality, you need Photo AI, or you can get away with Nik. If you're looking for something all around, Nik is obviously still better, but it's not the same thing. It's not like we're comparing apples and oranges here. So, yeah, I was probably wrong in 488 about Photo AI, because the new version is ridiculously good. There's still some instances I find that the sharpening AI overcompensates and it makes it look quite grainy and horrible, but that's the outliers. The majority of it is really, really good. If you haven't tried it, go and check it out. I've got nothing to do with them, but it's worth checking it out. And as is Nick, I'm in love with Nick. I think it's a phenomenal suite of filters. But yeah, Photo AI has raised the game. Let me know what you think and which ones you use, and we'll chat in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from WildEye. Bye for now.